Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Hi. Yeah, there seems to be a problem. I don't know what it is, but I receive Omex, and the young lady that I was talking to said that she could not find where my orders are, where I'm set up automatically. The last order I got was January the 24th, and she's saying that she doesn't show me getting it from your company, and I do. I just got a shipment January 24th, and I just wanted them to space it out a couple weeks longer. And I had called in the past, and there was no problem doing that. So she said she was sorry she couldn't find it. So I asked her if there was anybody else, and so she transferred me to you. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Oh. And may I have the email address on the account, please?
Betty, OB45@gmail.com.
Thank you. And the first and last name?
Is Betty O'Brien. I didn't think to give her my email.
Okay, and could you verify the shipping address for me?
It's 2987 Asher Path, The Villages, Florida, 32163.
Thank you. And I see that you have our subscribe and save of the Omex Ultra Pure.
Yeah.
Okay, and how may I help you, ma'am?
Last shipment was January 24th.
Correct.
And I don't know when the next one is scheduled, but I wanted to set it out 2 weeks further. Because
okay, so I see that the next shipment is March 23rd.
23rd, so 2 weeks from that. Let me see my calendar. March 23rd.
So that would be April 6th.
Okay. Make it, is this 6th? February, March, April the 6th. Make it April the 4th.
Okay.
That would be.
Okay, so I did get that pushed back until April 4th.
March, what?
Ma'am?
When were you going to send it out originally? March what?
23rd.
So 2 weeks from then would be 1, 2. Yeah, make it April the 11th. Would be 2 weeks past the 23rd, yeah.
So you would like it April 4th or April 11th?
April 11th should be good.
Okay, so I did get it pushed back until April 11th.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
You're welcome. And since you're calling in, you do qualify for our probiotic. It does help boost your immune system, and I can get you this one-time shipment for only $29.95.
Okay, give it to me. Sorry, I had to have her transfer, but I mean, she kept saying, you know, you don't have an account, you know, and I never thought to give her my email, so I'll have to remember that if I ever have to call again to give my email. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So are we all set?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Okay. She did mention the computers were running slow.
Okay, ma'am, I am ready for the cart number when you are.
If I have you send that April the 11th, is that when you send it from your place? So what, I won't get it for a week? Or probably the mailing, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm wondering if that's going to be too far out with the issue with the mail.
What do you mean, ma'am?
Well, if you send it April the 11th, maybe I won't get it for a whole week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Change it to April 4th. I'm sorry. And then I'll give you the credit card for the OMAX.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. And you changed that to April 4th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. The credit card, well, it's on file. 41472024078.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, ma'am. Could you start over for me?
Okay. 41472024078922270.
And the name on the card?
It's Betty O'Brien.
Okay, and the expiration date?
12/23.
And the CVV number?
530.
Excuse me. Okay, so I am getting that processed.
So how much is that?
That was $29.95.
Okay.
Okay, so that order did get processed. And I have the confirmation number for you when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm ready.
10-852.
10-852.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No. And you changed the date to April the 4th.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, and thank you for calling OMEX Health.
Bye.